This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, April 18th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. House to vote on WOTUS disapproval resolution. Growth Energy likes EPA settlement over ESA consultation. House vote on WOTUS disapproval resolution is set for today. The House of Representatives is scheduled to vote on the Waters of the U.S. joint resolution today that has been vetoed by President Joe Biden. The Congressional Review Act resolution that would overturn the Biden administration WOTUS rule, it passed the House 227 to 198, at 63 votes shy of the two-thirds majority needed to override a presidential veto. In the Senate, the vote in favor of the resolution was 53 to 43, 67 votes needed to override a veto. Growth Energy likes EPA settlement over ESA consultation. Growth Energy said it is pleased with a settlement requiring EPA to conduct interagency consultation with the federal wildlife agencies on the impacts of the renewable fuel standard on endangered species. Extensive research has shown that the RFS achieves its goal of lowering carbon emissions without causing land use or other environmental changes that impact endangered species, Growth Energy CEO Emily Scores said. We look forward to EPA performing its own assessment under the terms of the settlement and reaching the same conclusion. The Center for Biological Diversity reached the agreement with the EPA to settle a lawsuit brought over the lack of consultation on the RFS renewable volume obligations. In return for dropping its challenge to the 2020 through 2022 RVO, CBD agreed to accept EPA's commitment to complete Endangered Species Act consultation on the 2023 to 2025 RVO, the SET rule. EPA, the Fish and Wildlife Service, and the National Marine Fisheries Service are working to complete ESA consultation on the RFS SET rule before EPA's promulgation of that rule, the settlement says. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Pork production up slightly while farmers' share of pork prices falls 24%. Retail pork prices increased rapidly throughout 2021 and much of 22 before sliding since the fall of 22. That's according to a new economic update released by the National Pork Producers Council. Retail pork prices, wholesale prices, and net farm values in March were all down sharply from the same time a year ago. That according to the analysis. The farm-to-wholesale price spread, which generally represents packer and processor cost and profit, fell to just 20 cents or 24% decrease for the farmer's share of the price per pound of pork, according to NPPC. The retailer's share of each consumer dollar increased to 67 cents or up 21%. Pork prices, which averaged about $75 a hundred, are below the estimated break-even of $100, the update noted. Though prices and profitability typically follow seasonal patterns, January to February losses averaged $35 a head, which was far below the 10-year average return of about $4 a head for the period, that according to estimates by Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, the update said. The report also indicated pork and variety meat exports gained momentum in the first quarter. Through 2023, exports of pork and pork products were up 11.3% on volume and 12.7% in terms of value. Variety meat exports were up 37.6% year to date. Mexico was the top market, purchasing 38% of the total volume through February. Reclamation increases Klamath Project water allocations for 2023. The Bureau of Reclamation is upping Klamath Project water supply allocations this year amid drought improvements. The agency, in charge of dam projects throughout the western United States, plans to allocate 215,000 acre-feet from Upper Klamath Lake, 35,000 acre-feet from Gerber Reservoir, and 350,000 acre-feet from Clear Lake Reservoir. Now take note, the Klamath Basin is still seeing prolonged drought conditions, and while the region has received precipitation, inflows remain, quote, well below average, the agency said in a release. Ukraine Group subsidizes non-GMO soybeans. The Danube Soya Association, a Ukrainian group with funding from Austria, they're offering to pay 15% of seed cost incurred by small farmers, but only if they agree to plant varieties that are not genetically modified. That's according to a press release. It was issued by the Ukrainian Agriculture Ministry. Farmers with less than 1,000 hectares, roughly 2,471 acres, that participate in the program will also be eligible for funding from a second program that's also funded by the Austrian Development Agency and is designed to, quote, stimulate Ukrainian farmers to grow non-genetically modified soybeans and will contribute to the development of the potential of small farmers. The programs are active in Ukraine, Serbia, Moldova, Bosnia, and Herzegovina. USDA's Taylor highlights trade mission in Amsterdam. U.S. Department of Agriculture Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, Alexis Taylor, will be holding a press conference tomorrow from Amsterdam. That's where she's leading a trade mission to try to stir up new business for U.S. ag exporters, but she's already predicting a success. As the gateway to Europe for U.S. food and agriculture exports, the Netherlands is an important trading partner. I'm delighted that the company, representatives from Belgium, Denmark, Finland, Germany, Iceland, Norway, and Sweden are joining us in Amsterdam this week, Taylor said in a statement released yesterday. With combined total agricultural and related exports to these markets topping $4.5 billion in 2022, I'm confident the delegation will be successful in building new relationships that are critical to expanding opportunities for increased trade. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, April 18th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.